Well, if you're looking for a list of things to do this spring, you've come to the right place. We've got everything from waterfalls to fine dining on the show today. Larry Mueller here, talking about events and activities that'll help you welcome springtime. And our guest Ann Sayers back with us once again, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Ann began that role in 2021 after serving as acting secretary since December of 2020 and deputy secretary since 2019. So great to have her back with us. And I hope you'll join in as we move along today. Tell us your favorite waterfall to visit or a spring festival that might be going on in your area, or maybe one you are planning to attend. Number to call is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can send us an email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Secretary Ann Sayers, welcome back. Good to have you with us again.
Thanks for having me. I always love to be here. Good to hear you, Larry.
Well, I tell you what, some of your people told me that we were going to start out with something new and fun today, and it's a game called Fest or Fiction. And you're going to test me, I guess, I've heard, and probably make me look foolish, but we'll see. Tell us about this new challenge from Travel Wisconsin and where that idea came from.
Well, I'm so glad you're willing to play along. This is going to be a lot of fun, and you will not look silly because Wisconsin has so many festivals, and a lot of them are just kind of inconceivable or borderline unbelievable. So that's why the game is so much fun. And I'm still getting them wrong. I still play on travelwisconsin.com/fest or fiction, and I still get things wrong. So it's partly to educate folks about everything that's out there, but also just to have some fun and celebrate all the ways that Wisconsin finds to celebrate our unique traditions.
So you have a list of what does it look like? I purposely didn't go on because I thought, well, that'd be cheating.
Okay, well, this will be good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say the name of a festival, and you have to guess if it's real or it's fiction. Is it a fest or is it fiction? And then if it's real, I'll give you the details so folks can go check it out sometime. And if it's made up, I'll share details about a similar sounding event.
Okay. All right. I guess I'm ready.
Okay. First up, beer and ballet. Is it a fest or is it fiction?
Beer and ballet. I know a lot of beer festivals, and there may be some ballet festivals, but I don't think there's a beer and ballet festival. Oh, no. There is?
I'm sorry, Larry. You're off to a rough start here this morning. It is a fest. So you can... It's okay. You'll get more tries. Now, let me tell you a little more about this beer ballet. Yeah, it's the finale event of the Green Bay Ballet Festival. It's coming up Saturday, May 4th. It's a wonderful performance by top professional dancers from around the nation. It takes place at the Widener, which you know is a spectacular performing arts venue. It's a family-friendly program. It features artists returning to Green Bay to give back to the community through the arts. In addition to ballet being performed by to some of the greatest scores like Tchaikovsky, visitors can expect short dance films and beer tastings from local breweries, and that even includes root beer.
Oh, okay. Well, I do know that there are some very good breweries, local breweries in the Green Bay area, and I have sampled some of those, so at least I haven't
That's
been to a ballet there, but I've sampled the beer, so I there
you're
there
doing you. It right.
All right, well, lay another one on me.
Okay, next up, Blueberry Bonanza, fest or fiction?
Blueberry Bonanza. We have a lot of. I would have heard of a blueberry festival. I'm going to say no. I got one right.
Nice. Excellent. Good instinct.
There should be a blueberry festival.
Well, right. That's what I was thinking. But you don't have to get blue because we do have something similar, and that is Cedarburg's Strawberry Festival. And that annual event kicks off this summer in a very sweet way. You can celebrate the strawberry the weekend of June 22nd and 23rd with tasty treats. Of course, they've got strawberry shortcake, strawberry wine, and everything else. You can enjoy strolling the streets of beautiful Cedarburg. There's food vendors and unique shopping, live music. It's a family-friendly festival. It has some fun-filled contests and activities for the kids and other entertainment.
Well, I love Cedarburg. That's for sure. It is a really cool place to visit. So... Well, I got one right anyway.
One for two.
All right. Well, what do we got next?
Okay. Next up, the Wisconsin Two-Step Showdown. Fest or fiction?
Well, this is a two-step state for sure. Are you a two-step dancer?
I can pretend to be. Are you?
Oh, yeah. That was my mother and dad were great dancers, and that was just one of, but is there a festival? I'm going to say no. Oh, I was right again.
Nice. Excellent. So there is not a Wisconsin two-step showdown, but there is a Wisconsin State Polka Festival. And this year, the festival is celebrating its 45th anniversary. You can travel to Washington County the weekend of May 17th through the 19th for tons of fun honoring our official state dance, the polka. At Sterling Chalet in Hubertus, you'll bounce about the dance floors as live polka bands fill the hall with music. And if you don't know the steps to polka, that might apply to me, actually. You can show up on Saturday, May 18th to receive lessons in the dance style. And that's where you're going to discover that whole spirit of Gemütlichkeit at the Wisconsin State Polka Festival.
I love the hot polka. There's different types. I can do the regular polkas, but I can also, I've got a friend that I will do the hot polka together. I can remember doing it at the German restaurant at Disney World and had a whole bunch of people watch us do it.
I bet they were so impressed.
Well,
this guy's from Wisconsin.
If you'd have said the polka festival, I would have known that for sure was one. All right. So that's three. And what did I get? Two right so far?
Two for three. And this is your last one.
All right.
Here it is. The 100-mile garage sale. Fest or fiction?
100-mile garage sale. Where would you have a 100-mile garage sale? I don't know. It could be. I suppose there could be one. But I'm going to say no. You know what I'm thinking now? Is it along a river?
It is, yes.
That's okay. I couldn't figure well, that
I'm
just came to
give you half credit for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, it's 100 miles long. So which river?
It is. It's happening along the Great River Road, and it is happening this weekend, the 100-mile garage sale. You can head to the gorgeous western border of our state along the Mississippi River. Oh. It's so cool. It's communities on both sides of the state who participate in the event. So in Wisconsin, communities like Alma, Nelson, Pepin, Stockholm, Maiden Rock, and Bay City, you can tool around there. You can discover treasures, trinkets, all sorts of goods. And there's these distinctive colored ribbons that make it easy for you to identify the participating garage sales. And that 100-mile garage sale takes place from Thursday through Sunday. And I told you, some of these are really inconceivable, but they're real.
Well, I'm glad at least I couldn't figure out where it had to be along a river. Well, I tell you what, I didn't do great, but I got a couple right. Ann Sayers is going to be with us so right up until 12:30, and we'll have lots more to talk about events going around our state. We'll take a quick look at the news, and then we'll be back with Ann Sayers. I'm Larry Mueller for Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you. Thanks so much for staying with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller with my guest, Ann Sayers. Ann is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, having some fun with her today as we talk about spring festivals going on around the state and why maybe you should consider attending. And maybe you have an event going on in your area that you want to let people know about as well. Give us a call. Questions or maybe is something to share? Number's 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you can send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Well, I like that fest or fiction. And already people are saying, "Where did that come from? How do you locate that?" And I promise I'm not going to go to it right away.
You can go to travelwisconsin.com/fest or fiction. And it's true. You'll lose some time over there. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, it's also hiking's a lot of fun. I enjoy hiking. And as the weather warms, you might hit the hiking trails. You've got a resource on your webpage called Wisconsin Trail Report. What can we find out there?
Yeah, this is a really cool thing. It's a comprehensive tool for planning your outdoor adventures, whether you're hiking or you're biking. It's an interactive map, and it's going to help you find trail networks. The report includes trail networks at, you know, state parks, county and municipal parks. It even has private and nonprofit organizations like nature centers. So it's kind of a one-stop shop there. It has more than 175 trail networks where you can find outdoor fun, but it makes planning your trip really easy. It's going to tell you some nearby recommendations for activities, events, restaurants, lodging. It even has a four-day weather forecast. So everything you need, plus it has the trail condition. And that's the really, like, the special thing about this, where it'll tell you whether it's in good, fair, poor, or sometimes closed. It's updated regularly by volunteers throughout the state. And we're going to keep that going through late fall, which, as folks know, you can then turn to the fall color report. We'll be live then. But until then, you can find the report at travelwisconsin.com/trail report. Sorry. I'm very excited.
Well, I understand. And you've got, we have a few parks with hiking trails that you'd like to kind of recommend. The first is Pottawatomie State Park in Door County, though. And I've been on that trail, on those trails.
There's just so many. But I thought this was a fun one to start with because it's the very beginning of the 1,000-mile-long Ice Age Trail. So it's in Door County. The Pottawatomie State Park is home to that eastern terminus. It zigzags its way throughout Wisconsin following the edge of the last glacier. But you can hike those first 3 miles of the Ice Age Trail until you hit the park's edge. And if you don't want to tackle the remaining 997 miles of the Ice Age Trail, you can turn back and go to the Tower Trail that's part of Pottawatomie State Park. That path loops through the property. There's beautiful views there from the highest bluff in the park. So, and another idea, actually, while you're up there, you've got to check, if you haven't already, check out Eagle Tower. That's in Peninsula State Park. That's a 60-foot tall observation tower. It's fully accessible. It just opened for the season now. It's a 850-foot long ramp. Just incredible. It leads visitors up through the canopy to the top of the tower, and you can catch sweeping views of Lake Michigan's Green Bay from up there. It's very special amenity.
I love that ramp. I love that that whole thing. In the past, you know, you'd have to climb the steps that, you know, kind of straight up the tower, and I did it, but this is more fun.
It's more fun and it's more accessible. It just means more people can get a chance to see Wisconsin from that perspective.
Yeah. Wyalusing State Park in Grand County?
Yes. So that is Wisconsin's western border. The state park sits 500 feet above the confluence of the Mississippi and the Wisconsin rivers. From on top of the river bluffs, you're going to soak up uninterrupted views for miles. They have 14 miles of hiking trails you can choose from, all different levels of difficulty. One of the more challenging ones is the Old Immigrant Trail, where you get to trek through this wooded hillside on a narrow path, and it's lined with rock outcroppings. I haven't done that one yet, but it sounds very cool, a little challenging.
That does sound challenging. I haven't been on that one. Geneva Lakeshore Path in Walworth County
This is another gem in Wisconsin, a totally different kind of hiking opportunity where you can take in the grandeur of Lake Geneva by hiking along that whole Geneva Lakeshore Path. The famed path allows hikers to literally, you're walking through the backyards of these striking century-old mansions. Yeah. The entire lake is surrounded by the path. It's 26 miles total. It's maintained by each of the property owners. And it's kind of fun as you go through it because you can see how they all have maintained it differently. So some paths are gravel or cement, some are stepping stones or grass. That's going to vary throughout your trip. They say 8 to 10 hours to complete. It would probably take me 24 hours. But so you could just do it in segments. You can just hike parts of it and make a plan to come back and do more of it. I mean, you're going to want to build in other things to do in Lake Geneva while you're there, of course.
Well, I think that we are going to have to update your fest questions because a listener called and couldn't stay with us. They want us to know that there's an Iron River Lions Blueberry Festival.
Okay.
It's in July.
Iron River Blueberry Festival in July. Great.
And so you can get your, we can all get our blueberry fix there. So we'll have to check and make sure that's on the page. Clara thought it was on the page. But anyway, there is a blueberry festival, which is really good to know. Well, you know what else is good to know? The waterfalls that we have in the state. There are a lot of waterfalls. They're popular in springtime. Usually there's more water flowing and there are some to visit in Sauk County.
Some of my favorite ones. Sauk County, they're dotted with bluffs, hills, valleys, these deep gorges, and that's just the perfect place to discover a waterfall tucked away. And one of them to check out for sure is Parfrees Glen. This is a spectacular gorge. It was Wisconsin's first state natural area. And one of those places where you can just sort of feel the heat of the day drop away as you trek through that shady ravine. And then you're marveling there at the sandstone cliffs towering above you. And at the end of it all is this calming waterfall. So just so worth the trip. Another one while you're in Sauk County is Pewitt's Nest. That was carved into the rock during the retreat of the last glacier. And for this one, you wander your way through a narrow 40-foot deep canyon. And at the end, you find this small waterfall. And also, you can visit Lake Redstone County Park. That's near Reedsburg, kind of in the neighborhood, too. And that's actually a spillway that formed a large artificial waterfall, but still cool and refreshing on a summer or spring day.
Yeah. Hayman Falls Park in Shawnee County.
Has some
rushing water there.
Yes, it's a perfect example of all those little drops adding up to a big splash. They have a series of rapids. It's the Embarrass River there in Shawnee County. It's a picturesque backdrop for your spring adventures. The park features a trail to hike alongside the river. There's picnic tables. There's grills you can hang out at. There's horseshoe pits. There's an informal diamond. So just a great place to bring the family and spend some time. And if you are looking for nearby food and drinks, you can head over to Stubborn Brothers Brewery. That's in downtown Shawnee, and they have stubbornly good brews and excellent food, including, of course, Wisconsin, a Friday fish fry, usually always featuring locally caught Great Lakes fish.
And finally, you wanted to talk about Weekweewalk. Weekweewalk? Weekweewalk?
Excellent. Yes, I think that's right.
In Green Bay.
Yes. So, this season is your best chance probably to catch that curtain of water that cascades into a large ravine forming the Weekweewalk Falls. During the summer months, it can dry up or it can at least slow down. So now's the time to go. At Weekweewalk, you'll also get a close-up look at the Niagara Escarpment. So this is that unique geological formation that starts in Wisconsin. It extends into the UP and then runs through Canada to Niagara Falls. And when you're in Green Bay, if you haven't done this one, the Booyah Shed. So the signature food here is the Booyah Stew. It's cooked in a 45-gallon cast iron kettle, and they use a mix of green and yellow beans, of course, a nod to our Packers. And you can order it from anywhere from a cup to four quarts, depending on how hungry. It's just, I just love it.
Depending on how hungry you are, or you want to take some home.
Yeah, that's probably a better idea.
I think that's probably a whole lot better idea. Oh my gosh. Well, let's turn from the water to, water's kind of, the falls are artistic in their own way, but Art, there are a few places for what we call, or what is called, experimental art in Wisconsin. It does sound intriguing. What is experimental art?
Well, I mean, this is just a way for, and we hear this a lot, that travelers are looking for ways to kind of get hands-on and try some things. And I always say, I'm not artistic, but then I was looking at this list, and I was like, well, I've never tried stained glass. Maybe I'm brilliant. Who knows? So we have a couple ideas for you to get out there and just get experiential, get experimental, and see what you can produce.
Oh, I love it. We just had James sent us an email, by the way. This is off the art track. Well, maybe not in a way, but there's a rib fest in Elkhorn that is always a great time. Free admission, of course, parking and live entertainment. But I don't have, it's a summer festival, rib fest.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, it's an Elkhorn, so there you go. I love ribs, so that would be one I'd want to look for. Well, back to experimental art. What would it be a good idea to, well, maybe take children to experimental art galleries?
Yeah, absolutely. One idea for you is in Kenosha County. It's the Lemon Street Gallery. It's a visual arts organization in Kenosha. They've been educating the public since 1999, and they have a bunch of classes and lots of different mediums. So a great option for visitors is this stained glass option. There's several classes available weekends in May. And over 2 hours, you get to design a small sun catcher, cut and grind the glass pieces, solder them together, and then you have this really fun souvenir you get to take home with you. So I just think that would be a really fun thing to try, you know?
Yeah, and with kids, I mean, why not? Mm-hmm. It'd be a wonderful thing. And Shake Rag Alley in Iowa County, an interesting name. Do you know any of the history of Shake Rag Alley?
I don't, actually. I wonder if any callers might.
But it's got an interesting history. And I love going there. The buildings and so forth that are so old, and lots of art, places that sell that are selling art made by local art folks there. A lot of fun.
Middle Point is a place where you get inspired, because it's such a great community, and the idea that you can go to Shake Rag Alley and get trained on a few things. They offer workshops for adults. They have half-day classes, multi-day. They even have some in-depth retreats. So find what suits you. But you can learn from talented local artists, plus nationally known creatives. You can sign up for workshops covering, I mean, really all the mediums. They have rug making, basket weaving, they have mosaic making, blacksmithing, all the things. And you can stay, of course, while you're there. I mean, wouldn't this be great? A night at the Mineral Point Hotel. It's just a historic property, charming guest rooms, the heart of downtown. Just a perfect Wisconsin weekend getaway.
Said Shake Rag Alley at long about Christmas time, just before Christmas, and went to purchase some gifts there, and it was so much fun going up and down the store, down the street with the stores, and then you sort of top it off near the end. We're all out in the street, and there go some wonderful local fireworks. It was a great, great memory sitting there drinking some hot chocolate and watching the fireworks right in the middle of the street.
Mary, you were in a Hallmark movie. That's what you just described.
that's what it felt like. It was absolutely wonderful experience. Oh man. Well, the TV show Top Chef is featuring Wisconsin this year. And there are, first, I think that had to be great from a tourism, maybe not right immediately, but for advertising, could we even find anything better?
It's just amazing. 14 episodes, 75 minutes long, all based in Wisconsin. And we're getting to tell these stories of our culinary heritage. So while it was filmed mostly in Milwaukee and Madison, we're getting to hear about ginseng and cranberries and fish fries and supper clubs and all the things that make us so special. So we are just thrilled that Bravo's Top Chef chose Wisconsin for season 21. It's been wonderful.
Plenty of unique restaurants in our state. I know you wanted to mention a couple. One, the Glarner Stube in Greene County.
Yeah, it's a Nuglaris restaurant, and they have that traditional Swiss fare. It's a really great example of some of our immigration families that came in and sort of made their cuisine known, and now it's just this local favorite, the Glarner Stube. You need to start your meal off with the cheese fondue. It is a bubbling Swiss cheese flavor with wine and garlic served with bread. I feel like there's nothing in this world I want more.
And it's lunchtime right now, as a matter of fact. Could use something right now.
Well, so good.
The Union House in Waukesha County, that one's been around for a long time. More like a supper club, isn't it?
It's so lovely. Fine dining restaurant. You're going to love just a memorable experience, warm hospitality, unique menu. And they build it just in response to whatever is fresh all through the year. They have appetizers, desserts, dishes incorporate high quality ingredients. It's all just kind of impressive and elevated. And one of the things they're known for is their wild game feature. It's a seasonally inspired dish. It fuses wild game with fine dining. And then they also have a fabulous wine and scotch selection from around the world.
So a wonderful place. Judith in Milwaukee emailed us with an event that's an empanadas. I'm pronouncing that right. Am I not? Empanadas night at Gallery 218 in Milwaukee, where you get to sample a variety of meat and vegetarian empanadas, regular and non-alcoholic sangria by El Gaucho Grill at Gallery 218. And that's on June 12th. From 5 to 8, and you can also view an art exhibit titled An Abstract Nature by Wisconsin Artists. Tickets are required for that one, but that sounds like fun. It's June 12th from 5 to 8. Tickets are about $30 or thereabouts. So.
Fantastic. Thank you for that suggestion. That sounds like a great time. Food and art.
So,
love it.
Yeah, and Milwaukee, is it the festival capital of Wisconsin?
Yes, the city of festivals.
I don't even know how many festivals there are. And part of it, I think, relates to the various ethnic groups that reside in Milwaukee and the area.
That's true of Milwaukee, and really it's true of the whole state. We have so many different backgrounds represented in our state, and it's so neat that they want to bring that celebration forward, invite the whole community to be a part of it, and we see it everywhere. It's really fun.
So if you were going, what are you going to do this weekend? Are you off to, what do you do as you are, it's got to be for you, it's got to be fun, I guess, but it's got to be kind of a busy job. I mean, you've got to manage the operation, but you also have to get out there.
Oh, you're so right. This weekend, I'm actually off to LA to pitch Wisconsin to national and international tour operators, make sure we get some more tourists coming to Wisconsin. But in recent weeks, I've been everywhere. I've had a great time. I spent a little more time at Taliesin. I love every time I get a chance to be in the home of Frank Lloyd Wright or his studio, his theater. I'm so inspired. I actually took my family, including my dogs, to Stevens Point for a little weekend getaway. And that was perfect with the puppies. It was a great location to travel with them. We had an enormous ice cream bigger than our head at Belts. That was so fun. A couple weekends ago, I headed to Yerkes Observatory in Williams Bay. Oh my gosh, that is just an incredible gem of our state. If you haven't had a chance to see it, home of the largest refracting telescope. everyone studied there. Hubble and Carl Sagan, Einstein visited, and you can see why when you have a chance to be there.
Jennifer emailed us to help us out on Shake Rag Alley. It's called Shake Rag Alley because miners' wives used to signal them with pieces of cloth to let them know their food was ready. So, Shake Rag. And, of course, that's where the miners, there's a lot of mining going on in that part of the state way back in the day. So that's where Shake Rag Alley comes from. And by the way, Jennifer says, Ann Sayers is the best guest ever. She makes me love Wisconsin. What do you think of that?
Jennifer's best caller ever.
Oh, my goodness me. Well, you know, Ann, it's always fun to have you come. You know, the next time you come, we ought to try that test again. You can come up with some. Yeah, I promise I won't look. I will not study. I mean, I will just rely on my own. I have been to so many festivals in my lifetime in Wisconsin. There's got to be a few that are going to just pop up by accident on that festival contest.
And knowing Wisconsin, we're going to make up about 50 more between now and then. So okay. Keep us on our toes.
Thanks, Ann. Thanks a lot. Ann Sayers, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. And she'll be back and we'll do this again. By the way, don't forget we have that exciting match for in honor of World Press Day. Your donation, any amount up to $30,000, will be matched by generous donors at WPR. You can give now at WPR.org/donate or phone 888-202-2552. Thanks so much for listening, but hey, stay with us. Lots more in store on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller.